Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, welcome to Laid Bare Podcast. You're joined with me, your super amazing, fantastic, sensational, talented, lovely, award-winning podcaster and host, Olani.
I don't even know how to follow that.
And with me, you have the beautiful and talented and funny and gifted, hilarious, smart, and beautiful as fuck, Miss Nikki Baby.
Hey guys, it's your favorite homegirl. Oh my God, I can't.
You like that?
I love that. Listen, we need to cut that out. That's going to be my alarm clock in the morning.
So gassy, Nikki.
Thank you.
Oh, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm okay.
You had a good week?
So far, yes. Busy, but good.
Busy? It's been busy?
Yeah.
Girl.
It's only January.
I feel like I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting.
Today, my task list, so much to do, but you know what? We got through it. So we thank God always.
I don't know about you guys, but my group chats, they've been quiet. I came into one of my group chats the other day.
January blues.
So is everybody hustling? You guys okay? I hope it's not mental health that's doing you lot. Like, why is everyone quiet? Do you know what I mean? But it could be, and there's nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, it's January blues. Like, it's your mental health. You allow your emotions to ride out, but make sure you're seeking help. Make sure you're seeking community. Make sure you're seeking friendship, guidance, support, socializing. Don't isolate yourself. You know, I think it's very, very important. I feel like a lot of us as well, especially like first gen, a lot of our parents are back home. I mean, I don't know about your family. Is your mum and dad back home?
My mum's here, my dad's back home.
See, my mum's away, my dad is here, but obviously my connection or my closeness or what I see as a primary family is my mum, because I grew up with her. So sometimes, like, when I'm just like, damn, mum's not here no more. Like, I was telling my sister the other day, like, fuck, like, whenever we're going to chill in the house the way we used to once upon a time. But then I also need to count my blessings, because them times were hard as well. It was hard. Imagine coming home and you just know someone has a job for you. You know, you're fighting for your life, and then somebody wants you to wash plates. You're like, do you know what's going on with me? Do you know what I'm dealing with?
As African children, I don't think we got a break.
We did get a break.
As children.
What's a break?
What's a break? Is a break
a Kit Kat? What's a break? What's a break?
It's true, we never got a break. We just went straight into almost adulthood from 12.
Exactly.
Literally, because we're all fried plantain and egg.
Fried plantain, blended pepper.
Blended pepper.
I see why my mum was vexed when I said this on Twitter the other day. I said, I see why my mum was vexed. You're working, fighting for your life, you're coming home, and your two idiot kids are there scratching their heads, watching One-on-One, or watching Cartoon Network, or watching, what is it?
My sister, because my sister, like, she's the youngest, right? Like, my sister was really cutting yam. I don't know how to cut yam.
You don't know how to cut yam? I don't really eat yam, you know.
I don't really either. It's not like my go-to food. But my sister, if you see the way my sister cuts yam, it's like she grew up in Ghana, in our family town. that's what it looks like. She was doing that from early. Listen, big us up, kids of African
in
different cultural heritage.
We tried. Oh no, this straw is not strawing.
Did you rip it?
I tore it for aesthetics, because of a video I was trying to create, because it was too long, but we moved. Anyway.
That is funny.
But yeah, no, honestly, shout out to our parents, because they tried, and now I hope they reap the rewards of what they planted.
Honestly.
For real. But anyway, let's get to the real nitty-gritty stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I want to know when you masturbated last.
Do you know what? Because that's what I was going to say when you said when we get laid. I masturbated yesterday night and this morning.
Ooh.
So I even logged on for work late.
Ooh, imagine logging. They were like, Nikki, are you there? I'm coming.
Literally. Oh my God. Oh, I just realised my manager listens to the show. Mad. Listen.
She don't know when we cut this up. She don't know when this episode was.
She don't know when this was.
She don't know when this was.
Yeah, because
this is all for entertainment purposes. Okay,
exactly.
Nothing we say should be used against us. This is all entertainment.
So yeah, like listen, it was an urge, and I was even almost ashamed because it was literally a 6 second. Mm. You know how I'd be running to Twitter for?
Yeah,
I've been saying it for ages.
Me too.
And it was a 6 second clip.
Ooh.
Of this girl going down on another girl, and it was just so nice. And I was just like, oh, as soon as I pulled that toy out,
yeah,
those you 6 seconds. To work. Oh my God.
You went to work?
Guys, I do last more than 6 seconds, but
ooh,
it has been like a month now.
Oh, wow.
No touching, no nothing. So,
yeah, but it was good. Was it a good nap?
It was beautiful. Yeah. I wanted to nap afterwards, but no, I had to get these coins. I had to work.
You do. Like, when I told my friend that sometimes I use masturbating to like wake up, like I've got different reasons. It probably was even on this podcast. I've got different reasons for masturbating. It's mm-hmm. either to sleep,
mm-hmm.
to wake up.
Mm.
Maybe because I've got period pains because they're very good. Masturbating is so good for period pain.
I didn't know that until I tried it.
Yeah.
Like one time, you know when like it's not like your heavy flow, of course, if you use like a clit toy, I felt so much better going to bed.
Wow.
Like literally going to bed, I felt so much better.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, mm-hmm. it is for real. Like when I'm stressed out, if I have anxiety, if I want to procrastinate, if I don't want to do anything, sometimes I just be like so horny and I'm just like, you've got work to do. And I'm just like, but the heat is real. Like
the heat is
real.
Very real.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
very. So I'm real. Just like, what do I do?
Yeah. For me, sometimes it's like, oh my God, I'm so horny in the morning. I will toss and turn. I'm like, oh, let me just whack one out and go about my day.
Girl.
And then when I need to sleep and I'm frustrated, oh, listen, I will roll over.
Ooh.
And just...
do what you gotta do.
You would have thought there was a man in the bed with me.
Oh, nice. So I went to town recently,
okay.
And I was on my burner side of Twitter. You know, I've been talking about burner Twitter. I was on this burner Twitter side, mm-hmm. and I followed this guy. He has a huge dick. Like, I just go through his media. He has, I don't know, it's like a third leg.
Really?
It's like a, what's his name? Should I share my Twitter poem with y'all?
Do you know one of the clips that I saw last night? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like these two girls sucking this guy's dick.
Yeah.
And so when I say there was room for a third person on that dick.
Wait, did you want to be the third?
Well.
Don't kill me.
Listen,
please,
when
Vicky.
I said there was room, his dick was huge.
What's his name? I found it. Okay, so let me put the volume all the way down because that'd be very awkward. But his name is Gucci Third Leg. So he literally knows.
He knows his
name is. Anyway, he was having sex with these two girls. And I was looking at it, I was thinking, oh, this is wild. Like, this is shit. Like, this is crazy.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, oh my God, this girl is so pretty. So I went to go follow her on Instagram and she followed me back. I was like, girl, don't follow me back. Like, I just.
I'm just preying you.
I like to appreciate the art, do you know what I mean? And I saw she got BBL recently as well.
Okay.
I was cracking up. Like, Americans are so hilarious. Like, they'll fully be like porn stars and everything. Yeah. And they have a regular, like, obviously I know like porn stars have a regular life, but
yeah.
I feel like because we're so far removed from that in the UK,
mm.
when I see people do it in America, I'm just like, rah, you lot are really out here, like mm-hmm. living your life and being a porn star and
yeah.
whatnot. And I don't think, especially as someone, I'm someone who is, I would consider in the sexuality space, I don't really, maybe I need to do a lot of searching, but I don't really know any black porn star girls who are out there. I know the white ones. Like, I know a lot of white girl porn stars. I'm friends with some of them.
Yeah. What, like UK based, you mean?
UK based, yeah. Specifically.
Honest, I don't think I've come across any either.
This
like,
girl...
But then for me, it'll be more like social media, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah.
This girl's called... her name is Teresa Coleman. So shout out to Teresa Coleman as well.
She sounds like a politician.
She was... she does sound like a politician.
Yeah.
But she be... ooh, listen, you know... she really does get down. She was part of the threesome that I was watching. Oh. And I was just like, she caught my attention. I was just like, ooh, you bad. Mm. Like, really, really pretty.
The page that I was watching.
Go on.
The person's at is Lick My Clit.
Lick My Clit. Ooh, I love that.
But I think Lick is spelled with a Y instead of an I.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny.
Because someone else would take it. Yeah, Lick My Clit. L-I-C.
I can't lie. That's something that could throw me off. Like, if I'm watching porn, I'm trying to masturbate, whatever. If I find something funny, that's it.
Oh.
I will just giggle and be like, Listen, honestly, Nick, you're stupid.
Porn online is just, it's, I don't really think, like, I know I'm always trying to preach, like, ooh, ethical porn, but I feel like ethical porn as well is some of the porn that we see on Twitter, because these are literally people who are just making their own shit. They're making all their own shit. Mm-hmm. They're part of other, they collab. It's like the influencer world. But for porn, but like, they're literally doing their own shit. So in a way, I still do believe, I think that is ethical porn. Yeah. They have links to their OnlyFans.
When you go on their ads and it's got the recommendations for, like, the other pages that are similar, they're all in, like, you see all of them in each other's, like, media. And I'm like, so you guys are just mates. They guys are just mates. Link up and make content and kiki and afterwards. Fuck. Okay, that's fine.
And fuck.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it either. Really? Listen, get your coin and make me nut. But, no, porn stars make the world go round, honestly. But okay, so first dating topic I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Online dating. I feel like online dating is so normalized these days.
Very.
Like, I feel like a long time ago it wasn't. Mm-hmm. For example, my fiance and I, I would never, if this was like when we were simply friends and I had friends who would ask me, oh, how do you know this guy? This is when we were just friends, him and I were just friends. I would be too shy to be like, oh, I met him off a forum when I was young. But that was like how we met. Yeah. I met him on a forum. Mm-hmm. And not just him. I met him with a bunch of other people who I'm still, well, I'm still friends with one of them, a girl. Her name's Mab. Shout out to her. Amazing girl. She's lovely. We've been friends since we were 16. We've met up. But I feel like I used to be shy when I used to tell, like, my other friends who I've, you know, in comparison, gone to school with, or I know through university, or just through, you know, mutual friends. If they ask, like, I feel like that was the normal way of, like, getting to know someone or meeting someone. But then I had a friend who, I did have a friend who would, like, make little jokes here and there, and it did used to piss me off, because she'd be like, oh, your internet friends. And I'm like, bitch, don't do that. Like, it used to make me feel a type of way. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I guess my question is online dating, could we fully now say that it is finally normalized?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember, like, the deepest part of it, but I remember saying to somebody, like, if you're not on a dating app and you're talking to people via socials, I class it as the same thing.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot, like, there's this couple that come up on my TikTok feed quite a lot. They're so cute because they're so into each other. They actually really built a foundation from meeting each other. And they said that they slid into each other's DMs.
Ooh.
But then for me, I see it as the same thing because we all met in this cyber sort of world. Yeah. So, I feel like it's normalized.
I love the word cyber.
Yeah.
I love the word cyber. It sounds cute. Because I know, call a child cyber.
A child.
Cyber.
What, like their name?
I can imagine Elon Musk doing that.
It's true. Doesn't his new baby have like a number and a letter?
Yes. A number and a letter.
Do you know what, guys?
Literally, it's a really, really weird
the world we're forming into. It's very different.
Elon Musk, fix your fucking app, okay? Can't see the quote tweets.
Oh, can't you?
It's hard. Sometimes you can see them, sometimes you can't.
Yeah,
fix the app.
My notifications don't come up properly on,
behaving like the colonizer that you are, and you won't fix the app.
Wow.
Bad. But yeah, going back to things, cyber.
I actually know somebody that, like, is very happily married from meeting somebody on an actual dating app. Like, she was...
Oh, I know many. My sister.
Yeah, like, she was married, didn't work out, thought, let me try something new. She's very happily married.
Good.
Have a baby.
Love it.
Her and her husband, they're just such a lovely unit just to look at.
Yeah.
Like, they've merged their families and they're doing great. Like, so she tried to encourage me, like, no, listen, how you meet people is how you meet people.
Why didn't your dating pool as well? Because you can't, this isn't like back in, and you need to remember, we're not like white people as well. We don't really have the advantage of merging into different social circles, especially if you're into your own kind. I feel like to widen your dating pool, you do need to get the fuck out of your house, yes. Mm-hmm. But being online is a beautiful type of accessibility that we now have. Why not take advantage of it? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you should definitely switch up the places that you go to, the friends that you have. Like, not saying leave your friends. I ain't saying that you should dump your friends. Mm-hmm. Just saying, you know, make some new friends. You never know what can come from that. You might meet someone through them. But I love the fact that dating online is definitely more normalized because it means less pressure off people like me. Because before, I mean, it's different because it wasn't even Hinge and it wasn't Tinder. But now I'm just like, we met online. Like, it was a, you know, But before, I would change the story. I think I would, what would I tell people when we were, this is when we were just friends, not even when we were dating, but when we were just friends, I'd be like, oh yeah, met him when I was out there through my cousins. And
oh, okay.
Because I was just like, I don't want you in my business. Yeah. I don't have time for you to judge me, and I don't, you know.
And when all those why questions come out of that, it's like, how do I even explain this? Even though for you, it's very normal and it's your truth.
So normal.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I loved my childhood growing up when I sat on the internet, and I think it's part of the reason where I am today, because yeah. I studied the internet, watched it grow, and that's a bit of history for me. Like, I used to literally come home every day after school, sit on like all these hip-hop forums, cracking jokes with all my American friends. It would be like 8 p.m. for them, but it'd be like maybe like, I don't know, 12, you know, midnight for me, and right. I'd still be up instead of getting ready for school or sleeping for, you know, getting ready for school the next day. And we developed an amazing friendship ever since, like, with all these American friends that I have, some of them which I don't talk to, which is sad, but some I still keep in contact with.
Time does that, do you know what I mean?
Time does that. Yeah. We're old, we got, people have families and stuff, you know, people are married, getting engaged, whatnot, so time really does happen. But you know, it's, I just think about it and I'm just like, bro, that was me widening my pool in terms of dating and friendship as well. Because I never, when I'm 16, I was not thinking about dating anyone in America. Did I have little crushes here and there? Yeah, sure. But I never really thought much of it. But for you UK girlies, open your ears, widen your search, jump on that app. Yes, there are a lot of weirdos on these apps, but do you know also where the weirdos are? On the trains on your way to work. There are weirdos everywhere, so you literally have to sift through them.
Remember the story I told last week when the man on the train, do you remember, just showed me his penis for free? Do you remember? But then you're really making me think, because one of the things that I think about, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately, is that London may not be my long-term home. Ooh. I've never even said this out loud, but then it's just like, there are 7 billion people in the world. There are other people in other places you can meet, not just for relationships, but then opportunities, work, like whatever it is that you want. So it's true. Why do your search? Yeah. Because you see, for us in the UK, especially like our social scene, I feel like when people say they're going to like go to different events, instead of DLT, they'll go to Danky.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they'll do.
And it's just, but like, then, no, you know, that's still DLT adjacent.
Exactly.
Just a different font.
Exactly. They're lit events, but hey.
Shout out to those events. I need to go to Danky Sounds. I've not done Danky Sounds.
I've never been.
I've been doing for ages, but, you know.
Oh, I enjoy
it. I really would love to go to, anyway, we'll see. I want to go to Malta this year, but we'll see.
Do you know what? I was seeing it and I'm like, but I feel like I'm tired of party holidays. I don't know if my niece can take it. Because I saw Nicki Minaj just coming to Afro Nation. I said,
She's going to Afro Nation in Portugal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I did, after the first one, I'm like, I don't know if it'll be the same.
Ooh, yeah, that was the time. Okay, let's do this one. I saw a tweet by Blaze 4490 said, have you ever been blindfolded during an intimate encounter and did you enjoy it? That was a tweet. And it was met with a lot of interesting responses. So one of the responses were, is blindfolded head, some of the most top tier shit ever, it's been too long. Another who said, you want to blindfold me that I have trust issues, hell no.
That is funny.
And for those who don't know the reason why, like, blindfolding, do you know why blindfolding would be like sick, or like be even more of a turn on, or maybe make your sensations even wilder? Guess.
Just like the unknown?
No.
I don't know.
Like, you have to think about it. If you're taking away one of the five, is it five senses? How many senses do we have?
Probably have five.
Is it five?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I was, I don't know. I was like, how many senses do we have? Before I start saying things that aren't true, I'll edit it and cringe. But if you take away one of your five senses, it means that you immediately make the other four, or sometimes, make them work a bit harder. Sometimes it makes them work harder. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you cover one eye, for example, I say this because I go to opticians and every time they make me cover one eye, I have to like really,
really hard,
really hard with the other. Do you get what I mean? Especially because I'm blind. Yeah. But yeah, if you take away one of your senses, like, you have to live.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And more, you feel more like, you know, you don't know, you can't see, you don't know what's going on. So it really does heighten the sensation. So that's why blindfolding can be an appeal for some people.
Okay.
Do you get what
my
I mean?
My fear of blindfolding is that somebody would just leave me blindfolded, tied up to a bed.
No, who and would then, do that?
By the time I'm freed, my bank card is gone.
Oh,
my front door's wide open.
No. And then we've got another who says, she blindfolded me and tried to neck me with some fruit roll-up. It was sticky. It was a sticky mess and did not go as planned. 0 out of 10.
Oh, what's a fruit roll-up?
I don't know. Probably some American.
Yeah. Probably.
Yes, he blindfolded me, gave me headphones with a playlist he selected and told me lie back and relax while he gave me oral pleasure. Ooh.
That sounds sexy.
That's hot. So we've got some people who enjoy it.
Yeah.
Some people who are just like, not for me. Some people who are just
imagine
like,
listening to, like,
I have trust issues.
Listen to that Keith Sweat, Nobody, and that's happening.
Nobody.
I think I'm in a music video. If you see the movement, the movement I'll be doing my hips will be crazy.
I know, right? I know. Oh my gosh. So I have a friend. It was so funny. This is a friend I haven't even spoken to in ages. And she DM'd me. She was the one who actually DM'd it to me.
Okay.
And she randomly just said it and then she left my DMs. She goes, oh my God, I've had this. He whipped me, then played in my booty hole and I had an anal orgasm. Didn't even know that was possible. And then I was just like, oh my God. But then I said, oh my God. And then she replied. And then she was just like, but he was small in size, so I think he was overcompensating. But then something, and I thought to myself, I'm going to discuss this on the show tonight.
Do you know what? Yeah, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think him being small in size, do you know, I don't know. I need more context to this because, like, did he think that you were thinking, oh yeah, like you got a small dick? But then if he knows that he's got a small dick, he did what he could. To make the most of your pleasure.
I would say this. I don't believe that. I mean, is the sight of a big penis nice? Yes. But I don't think that size is absolutely everything. I feel like the fact that he's going over and beyond. Do I really see it as overcompensation? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's just really freaky. Maybe he would do the exact same thing if he had a really huge yam-sized dick. You know, we'll talk about yam earlier. You know, I don't know. You know, it was strong like this. Maybe it would be the exact same. Who knows? But the fact that she had an anal orgasm, I'm jealous because...
He went to work.
To have an anal... If I ever had an anal orgasm, I'm scared that I would literally just fart.
It's true.
I'm scared. I am scared.
That,
like,
is
all the
so
excitement
true.
That I would just, like, because
I feel like that would happen to someone like me, and we would just both be sitting there looking at each other like, that was for a while, that lasted.
Right? What's that Ice Spice song? You think you the shit? You ain't even a fart.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know Ice Spice, that's what the kids listen to.
So the kids be listening to.
That's what the kids be listening to.
The kids be listening to.
That is very funny. That's a funny part. But I would like to experiment with that, you know, because, like, it's different. Because when I think of the things that I would want to, like, try, I don't know if my list is as long as I want it to be. So that will definitely be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just hide my bank card under the bed or something. Just in case. You never know people's intentions are until you're in a vulnerable position,
your passport.
You know.
You passport. Don't know what they will nick. It's true. But yeah, let us know what you think about that, guys. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Have you ever had your booty hole played with? Have you ever been blindfolded? We want to know if you have experienced either or. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Make sure you get your tickets for the live show.
Wait. Would we be able to hear that?
Let me try again. The live show.
Laid bare. 14th of February. Yeah.
You have too much fun on these bikes. I probably you have way too much fun. But you know what? Speaking of bum holes, yeah.
Look at my straw undoing itself in my just drink.
Back it, did it?
Not back it, child.
Now, speaking of bum holes, yeah, I want to welcome Harry Pinero.
Oh my God.
Into the bum eating fam.
The booty
hole. He didn't eat nobody's bum, but he had his bum eaten. Yes. And he was talking about his experiences on the podcast. Ooh. And when I saw the clip today, I said, you know what? I love this for you.
I love it for you.
Have your bum eaten, because I've been saying it for this. You guys know how we're getting down. We don't need to talk about it. Go back and listen to the last 15, 20 episodes. You'll hear it all the time. But then I just feel like I want to hear more men being free. Of course, I can't lie. I've seen people in certain blogs comments, everyone chill out. If you didn't want to hear it, scroll past. Like, it is what it is. But then it was... I don't know why I found it so nice to hear that side of him. I'm like, another guy that's normalising this.
It should be normalised. The conversation should be normalised.
It's sex.
But I definitely want women to stop doing it. I just, you know me. I'm just like, no.
Harry Pinero, I'm celebrating you.
No, dude, anyway, no, honestly.
But
I think, like, I want men to be more open about their sexual experiences.
Exactly.
Right? But it's the women that just need to stop. I just want them to stop. It is us that should be getting our bums eaten. But you know what? I will say this. If it's an exchange thing, then fine.
Do you know what he said?
If he does it to her and she does it to him, cool.
Do you know what he said?
But if it's just him receiving it,
so on the show that they were on, one of the hosts asked him, so did you give it back? And then he said, no, she was the star of the show. I just want her to perform.
Can you see?
He was like, I'm not going to interrupt your performance. I thought that was so funny. But then, listen, let me tell you now, don't let these men lie to you.
No, niggas do love their asses getting eaten.
Oh, they love their bums getting eaten. And they
beat. You just play with them from the back. I think it's like, you play with them from the back. Not that I know. I don't know. I don't know. But I watch a lot. Like, I watch a shitload of porn. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I see what they, you know, I see what they be enjoying.
Exactly.
Their dick being played with from the back and eating it with your tongue inside.
That.
Oh, yeah, of course, because they're little sluts. Little dirty sluts. Men are hoes.
Men are hoes.
They want to be turned out.
They do.
They want to be turned out.
Listen, they don't say no.
And it will not be me.
Listen, as a giver and receiver, listen, let me tell you now, they don't say no.
They don't, of course not.
They don't.
Of course not.
If you want to go down, they just don't like to ask for
it. I've got a lot of filthy friends, like a lot of filthy girlfriends. And when they used to tell me stories about the stuff they used to do to boys, I used to be like...
You know, whenever I'm talking about it, people are like, but wait, so how? Like, there's a guy that I know, he was in the comments saying, oh my God, so he got on all fours. I messaged him straight away, this is me, listen, just know you don't have to be on all fours. He was like, wait, have you done it? This is me. I sent him the link to the Laid Bare episode. Go and listen.
Oh, wow.
This is me. You said you support me. Go and listen to the episode.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't have to be on all fours. Anyway, guys, explore 2024.
Yeah, explore. No, honestly, like, ignore me. Do whatever makes you. This is just my preferences, you know. I always say that I'm a bit vanilla, but I never know what I'm going to be. I like to explore and talk smack, but I would like to see who I will be when it comes to sex in another 5 years. I wonder. Mm. I might come on the show, if we're still doing Laid Bare, and I might be like, you know, girl, I be eating the booty hole, tongue inside, deep inside.
We pray for the longevity of Laid Bare, because we need to get that content.
Yes.
Guys, a lot of these freaky. Have you guys gone on her Instagram and see her newest video?
What video?
Actually, no, you've uploaded like 3 videos in like a day. So the video of her lingerie, I was just like...
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Thank you.
Do you know what's funny? I told you, like, when it comes up, it will look so much different, and it does.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it looks really good.
Thank
like the quality
you.
Looks good.
Thank
I was
you so
like,
much.
I was like, I'm seeing titties, I'm seeing thighs,
Thank
I'm seeing
you.
Booties.
You
see,
know,
you see all the people that you've blocked. I feel sorry for them because they could have just seen something else. They fumbled the bag, literally.
So
yeah, they could have just looked a bit like...
I've got another one coming out as well. I've got two more that's coming out. I need to edit the last one. So for those who don't know what Nikki's talking about, she's talking about my little mini Valentine's Day series where I'm giving you guys advice and answering your dilemmas. So go check it out on my page, at Olani. I don't really promote my page on here because I just assume you guys must have an idea.
Yeah, because it's just the Laid Bare page you post, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You but I might do, I'll probably release another one tomorrow or maybe on Sunday. Wait, have I been posting that mad? I'm trying to post more because apparently, like,
but,
that's what you
no,
have
to but post- it is good, though.
Yeah, apparently
no,
that's what you're supposed to be doing on social media. Like, you're
I've
supposed to be posting every
posting.
Day. Yeah, apparently I'm supposed to be posting every day and I'm just like...
Because me, I'm always posting stuff on my stories. For me, I think that that's enough. And then they're like, no.
It's
like,
not enough.
Yeah, like one of the producers I work with, he was like, yeah, your social media has gone. Like,
really?
Oh. I was like, oh, thanks.
Wait, who do you work with?
A guy called Kevin.
Okay, what does he do?
He is a producer.
Okay.
At Shade Bar.
Oh, nice. Oh, Lord.
Do you know what? Yeah, I went to my goddaughter's school disco. Bear in mind, my goddaughter is 7.
Yeah, we're back, by the way. We're back. Yeah, go on.
She's 7. Mm-hmm. There was a song, The Boy's a Liar. You see that song?
Yeah, Pink Panthers.
When the
is it Pink Panthers or Pink Panthers? I don't know.
One of the... I told one you, this is what the kids are listening to now.
The kids are listening to,
so,
yeah.
When the Ice Spice bit came on, wow, all the kids were like... Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, what are they doing?
That was us.
My goddaughter's mom, I was like, what are they doing? And she was just laughing. I was just like,
you know, kids are like sponges as well. They soak it so easily. If only they could do their timetables like that.
Do you know what?
I'm joking, no. Do you know what? That's what my I'll never forget. No, it wasn't even an auntie. I had you know, after school club back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to go to after school club, and I remember, just you see the way you're talking about, like, how the kids were like proper like screaming and singing and stuff. I remember that was us when we went after school club, and I'll never forget the person who was watching us and who was supervising. She could not be over 25. But I remember her saying, if only you guys knew your times tables like that. And I was like, bitch, shut up.
Killed your vibe.
Killed the vibe.
The whole vibe.
No, I bet you don't know your times tables like that. Now I get it.
Yeah.
It's true. Do you know your times tables?
It's true. But anyway,
for me,
I can't talk because I was singing the Guardian High Life songs where they were actually talking about sex. And
oh my God.
Of course, I didn't know until I got older.
A lot of these songs are about sex.
Yeah, I didn't know until I got older.
Their songs were about sex. When to become
I only found out about this just a few years ago.
You serious?
I swear to God.
They were talking about safe sex in that song.
Okay.
Put it on, because tonight...
Did they do it right? Who wrote it?
What do you mean, who wrote it?
Yeah, I want to know.
I don't know, but they were talking about safe sex. And I love it. I love that. Mel B, Mel C, Jerry, Vicky, Baby, Posh, Sporty, love it. Love it. I feel like I said someone else's name more than once.
Yeah, because it's like you've added a few more Spice Girls.
The nicknames, yeah, I don't know. But they were talking about safe sex and... other songs as well. If you want to be my lover.
If you want to be my lover.
If you want to be my lover.
How old
you gotta get with my friends. I think, were they talking about orgies? Were they talking about orgies in that song?
Yeah.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Oh, so basically let my friend run through you.
Yeah. Like, my friend must pipe before I get with.
Oh, this is why they're on that girl power domination. They said, fuck these niggas.
Fuck these niggas. You want to get with me, you gotta fuck her too. And they guys were probably on board. So, yeah, clink, clink to girl power.
That was like, what, 97?
That's 95 even. Probably between 95 and 97, actually.
I had no business. I should be singing nursery rhymes. I had no business singing that.
But the thing is, the difference between the music then and the music now, I sound so old and folky. But it's true, though. It's like, true. I'm being for real. The music was not as blatantly dirty.
Yeah.
Or was it?
No. No, it wasn't as dirty. Because
I'm trying to think, if you could, I don't want to be like, because I don't care how dirty the music is, you know, I love it.
I love it. Listen, I love like, City Girls, all of that. Like,
but I'm trying to think, like, what's the song that Sexy Red has out that people are just like, what the hell?
Out of town, thugging on my rounds, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Oh my God, did you see that on the live show there?
Town.
Can we create entrance while I walk out to that, please?
Lol, that
tell,
is,
the, tell
be,
the team.
That'll be lit.
Do you know how funny that would be?
That'll be lit.
I'll be like, thugging on my.
A good song, but then if you compare it to other songs like Thong Song, I didn't know what a thong was, and I said this before, but when I was young, my dad made, I remember my 10th birthday, everybody who's Nigerian, if you were born in the 90s and you're Nigerian, back in the days when like hall parties, hall parties were hall parties, and they were cheap, you could get a nice hall, big hall
for £50,
big hall
for 6 hours,
big hall for 6 hours for like £50 to £100, okay, we're exaggerating, but you know what we mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Big hall, DJ,
yeah,
you get like an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew, like, back in the day when you turned 10, you had a big hall party as a Nigerian. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one, I'll never forget, DJ was playing Thong Song. All I remember is my dad walking in his suit across the hall. Turn that off.
Oh, I thought he got in the middle and broke down.
My what? Nah, not my dad.
I thought that's what you're getting.
Not my father.
He said, turn it off.
My dad was strict. Oh, what do you mean? My dad is a disciplinarian.
Okay.
What? No, hell no.
If it was my
hell
dad, no. My dad would be like, this stupid.
No, we're
like,
we were 10. And at the time, I didn't know what a thong was. I was just thinking, this song's lit. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, Cisco's doing. Dana, Dana. Dana, Dana. I'm running over a crowd full of bad bitches.
Do you know what, yeah?
Why was he running?
Do you know what, yeah?
Cisco.
I'm actually going to laugh and cry. You see that pyramid they did at the end was so dumb.
Oh my, what do you mean? Nah, Cisco had it down to
a But that's a tune. I can't lie. I still bang it down.
I love Cisco. And he still performs that song. Yeah. I love it. I love that for you, Cisco.
We good?
Okay, now Anderson .Paak files for divorce from wife after 12 years of marriage. He was recently seen with his new bae. Not shocked. So my question is, how long after a breakup before you go public with your new boo?
You see, with him, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like it's 50-50. It may not be his fault. He might not have chosen to go public, but it's because he's famous,
a public figure,
and he would have been snapped or posted whatever without his consent.
Yeah.
But then I feel like for men, I will never understand this. Like, it's just so easy for them to move on.
Yeah.
And it's something that really hurts me.
Yeah.
Like, they move on so easily. Like, with women, even when it's our choice to be like, oh, we're done with the relationship, whatever, we will put ourselves through, like, let's say, go to the gym, do wellness stuff, stay in the house and cry.
We will start a new business.
Start a new business. Whatever it is, just so that we're like, no, we are this strong when we go over this terrible breakup. The relationship might not have been bad, but this terrible breakup, it's over. This is what I'm doing. Men can easily just go on their phone and be like, I'm going to take this girl out tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
And then 3 months later, I'll be in a relationship.
Yep. Like, it's crazy.
It really bothers me. It really, really bothers me.
I think, it really depends. Obviously, context is always important. We will never know the ins and outs of anyone's relationship.
Yeah.
Public figure, your next door neighbor, you will not know. But I wonder if there is or should be, you know, or if people do ever have those conversations like, oh my God, we have just broken up, you know, celebrities, and you're already posted with the next bitch outside. Like, do you have any respect for me or any of the sort? Because I feel like Hollywood is not the same. Like, millionaires and regular folk like us, two different, like, the worlds are not the same. Like, the rules that apply here do not apply there. Mm. And you will only ever get an understanding or an insight once you become a millionaire. And because their life is different. Their life is different. The rules are different. Mm. You know, the games they play, it's just different.
Because money equates to power. And then how powerful they feel is how they'll move.
I don't even think it's powerful. I just literally think it's the world. I mean, is power a part of it? You're not wrong. Yeah, I would say it's a part of it, but I feel like it's even deeper than that. Like, it's just different in how they move. They don't necessarily have the freedom that we do. Mm. And I'm not talking about freedom as in, oh, they get to walk the streets and no one notices them. I mean, like, I feel like their life is a bit more constricted or restricted. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Restricted.
Constricted. What's constricted mean?
I've never heard it. So, should go Google it.
I'm going to go Google it. But my point is that their life is just different. Anyway, guys, I want to know, what are the rules when you are dating someone? Let's say for regular folks like us, when are you allowed to show up with a new boo?
When are you allowed to show up? Because this is why, like, when I'm done with you, I'll, like, delete you off socials.
You'll delete off socials?
Yeah, because I always have this thing, like, so I shared in the last episode that I ran into one of my exes over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
And he asked me, like, you know, why did you delete me? Because
fuck off.
Me and him, like, split up wasn't that bad. And it really wasn't bad. It was not dramatic, nothing like that. But then I just felt like, I said to him, I know how you felt about me. And of course, it was my decision to leave that situation.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be all posting and you're probably going to be looking at me like, oh, look at her. She didn't even care about me.
Constricted is a word and I used it correctly.
Did you?
Yes.
Constricted is a word.
Journalist, baby. Study journalism. What fuck you talking about?
Listen, who says you can't use your degree?
I read.
She reads.
I'm joking. I'm making it like it's a big word. It's not a big word. My mind just went fuzzy for a second. That's all. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Like, do you know what I mean? So, like, I don't want you thinking that, oh, I'm, even though I am moving over my life, but then I don't want you to think like I'm rubbing it in your face.
Yeah.
Knowing that you still, like, hold something for me. So that's why I'll delete you off my socials.
Okay,
just imagine,
enough.
Like, if I go and snap, like, you know the thirst traps, somebody's wrist or someone's dashboards, like,
and they'd be like, who's?
You'd be like, wait,
what's that?
And you know, you start creating these stories. So, was she cheating?
Was she?
Like, was she already talking to this guy?
Right.
Because as a woman, that's what I'm thinking. If I hear that you're with somebody else that quickly, I'm thinking, She was there when I was there.
Yeah, it had to be.
She was there when I was there.
I believe that a lot of people have their backup sorted before they break up that person. I feel like I kind of did. I'm not going to lie. I did. I feel like it's normal. I'll be very... Let me be honest with you guys. If you want me to keep it a buck, I think my last relationship... I feel like I did kind of jump in this relationship, but do you know what? Okay. So when I broke up from my last relationship, it was... We were broken up for a very long time.
Okay.
We were just still...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes to the sound effects.
Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
So we were just doing our nonsense, but it was only till I saw, oh wait, this nigga trying to be serious. Then I said, eh, you have to go. Bye bye. Bye.
Because I wasn't coming back for that.
I wasn't coming back for that. You ain't treating me right, this nigga will. So I'm not saying that it's necessarily a backup, but like sometimes girls, it's not always the situation, but I feel like sometimes girls and guys, especially guys, you know, I feel like with girls, it's just more like, oh, if I'm bored, there's someone there to entertain me.
Yeah.
But guys, it's just like, if I'm bored, there's someone to slurp me. Do you see?
But regardless,
I feel like, yeah, sometimes I'm not shocked if there's someone who is in the equation.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, I feel like there's no rules to this. Like, once you're not with someone, like, if you've done the honourable thing by breaking up with them, you know, I feel like marriages and divorces are a bit different.
Yeah.
But divorces take a very long time, you know.
And
to get to the stage of divorce is also, you go from, if you think about it, well, you're married, you have to be separated.
Yeah.
You've got to be separated.
Yeah.
And then you file for a divorce.
Yeah.
So my thought process is, because I know some people will see that headline, I think, oh my God, you nasty fucking bugger. Like, I can't believe you're already in a relationship. But you don't just file for divorce and be like, bitch, toodles. Or maybe some people do. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. But I feel like in your average case, people go through separation, maybe a bit of mediation. Just like, nah, this ain't working. This isn't for me. You grow apart and then someone finally has the balls to file for divorce.
And do you know what? I'm thinking with him as well, because the example is Anderson Paak. 12 years?
12 years?
So
12 years? Again, I gave you 12 years of my life. Well, I want to know if she was a housewife. And I'm very sure she was there in the beginning. She had to be, because he didn't. Years, he weren't here.
100.
Anderson Paak, I like you, but you ain't been out for 12 years.
I know. And that's his wife.
Wife.
Of 12 years.
12
we
years.
We don't know the backstory.
We don't know how long they were in a relationship. How long were you dating?
Before she got there in.
How long did you court her? It's hard out here. Hey, be a woman with wisdom, or be a woman with wisdom.
I saw a video.
But at least, you know what? It's not like she got married to any regular schmegula nigga. Like, it's sad. People get divorced. Broke people get divorced. Rich people get divorced. Average people get divorced, right? I'm sorry, but her baby daddy is Anderson Paak. You know? Her baby daddy is Anderson Paak.
That child support? Girl. You're just going to have to take that and wipe it.
And it happens. But, you know.
But then I did see a video over the weekend. Our good sis Madam Joyce said, married men do single life better than the single men.
Ooh,
so
they do.
Here's the thing, you see context, you never know. You don't know what happened.
We don't know.
It was painful to hear, but I can't lie. I said, hey God.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the clubs. Well, not the clubs, one particular spot that I will not name.
Okay, we're back. You people who are still in Ghana, what's going on? You don't want to come back again? You don't want to join us again? Can I talk about... You're not watching The Trust, are you?
What's that?
The Trust on Netflix.
I saw you say that, but I don't know.
Can I just have a mini rant about The Trust?
Go ahead.
So The Trust is a show on Netflix. This is not sponsored, guys. I'm just, you know, I'm heavily passionate about many forms of pop culture. But yeah, anyway, The Trust is basically a new show on Netflix. It basically has a prize money of 250K, 11 people in there.
Also, it's a game.
All they have to do is remain in there for maybe, let's say, I don't know how many weeks it is, but let's just say for explanation purposes, it's like 4 weeks. Oh. All they have to do is every couple of days, they have to vote someone out or they don't have to. They can either vote someone out or they don't have to.
Okay.
So votes cancel out each other. So say we're both on the show and you vote for a man named Mark and I vote for a man named Stephen. No one goes home because I believe no one would go home because, you know, Mark and Stephen both cancel. It's like 1-1. So no one goes home.
Right.
If you vote for Mark, I vote for Mark. Mark goes home. If you vote for Stephen, I vote for Stephen. Stephen goes home. Okay. Anyway, the show, in my opinion, is basically the whole thing because they've got 11 people from all different walks of life. It's not a show that's about vanity and shallowness and da, 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 da. You've got an old lady there, you've got black women, you've got a white woman, you've got a mother who was previously a Mormon, you have a black man, and you have people who are also lying about who they are. Like, some people are in there and they're not admitting that they're a millionaire. You've got a man who's this like mixed race guy who's not admitting that he's a policeman and instead is saying that he's a stripper, but he's not. You know, you've got people from all different walks of life.
Are they in like a house?
Yeah, so it's a house. Okay. And all the aim is to try and get to the end of the end of the round or the end of the show by keeping the prize money without voting people out. But you can't vote people out. Okay. And some people are shocked when some people get voted out. Some people aren't. You know, sometimes they'll be like, oh, we're a family. We're not voting each other. But they do.
Yeah.
And to me, I just want to say this. Julie, fuck you. Fuck you, Julie. Fuck you, Lindsay. Anyway, Lindsay, you've been fucked because you left, because you're out. But my God, hell. I fucking listen. It is a good show. It's the first season, but it's really, really good. It's been going crazy on my TikTok because I made a video about it. And my goodness, how they have turned on the black women in that place pissed me the fuck off. Like, the whole show, to me, is a metaphor for how society works.
Okay.
You've got the white men, the women, the white women, and the black women. Mm-hmm. Who are supposed to be forming alliances, the white women and the black women forming alliances, and then the white women suddenly remembering, oh shit, I'm a white woman, let me play my white woman card. And then they bounce and leave the black women and jump with the white men. So again, Julie, Lindsay, fuck you. And Simone, you didn't stay for long, but fuck you too, because she's a pick me. There were pick me's in this show. Julie was out here being a pick me for a guy who don't even want her, right? So there's this girl called Julie. She really, really, like...
So they're doing that romantic in
there? There's romance in there as well. Oh, romance is happening. Friendships are happening. Okay. You know, flirtation is happening. You
are
know,
having sex?
I don't know about sex.
Or doing bits.
It doesn't get that deep. Okay. You've got a guy in there who's a millionaire. This nigga was like lying about being a millionaire. He's a 21, 22-year-old realtor. 21-year-old guy there who's a millionaire anyway.
21?
Yes. So
from real estate.
From real estate.
I need to move.
So basically, he was lying about him being the millionaire, right? And he finally admits it. And then he was just like, oh my God, I didn't want to lie to you guys. You know, it was so hard. I had to hide my Armani shoes. And then someone else was there like, I knew he was the millionaire. We knew you were the millionaire. They were like, we wrap our toothbrush around tissue and you have an LV holder for your toothbrush. We knew you were the millionaire. Like, don't piss us off.
LV toothbrush holder.
His ass got voted off the next episode. And I was so happy.
Oh, God.
Everyone was just happy. Like, oh, we're so happy you could be yourself. You know, we want you to be yourself. This. You know, da, 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 da. And you've got a girl who's there who's just like, listen, I've come from nothing, right? I didn't know where my next meal was coming from.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand, like, why are you here kind of thing? Because the money is $250. And imagine it's, like, why am I dividing $250 with eight other people when one of them is a millionaire? Why are you here?
And that
where is your scooter? Where is it?
And if you're dividing that money is changed to him. That money is like a day at work.
A drop in an ocean.
Yeah.
Why do you need that money? Yeah. Anyway, they want the fuck out of here. But anyway, that's a little synopsis of the show Trust. It is so good. But like I said, I feel like personally it was a metaphor for life and the society that we live in.
But a lot of these shows are like things like Big Brother. Like,
they are.
Do you know what I mean?
They are.
Like, do you remember the whole thing with Shilpa Shetty?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would never forget that.
I watched that live.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And it comes up on my TikTok a lot.
What a time.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Gosh, gosh, gosh. But yes, anyway, guys, check that out. Let's do some dilemmas for you. We want to do some dilemmas. We need dilemmas, not dilemmas for you. Dilemmas for you. Let us hear your problems.
You've really been doing the sad bites today.
Dilemmas for you.
If I listen to this back and I hear this, it will go on for like a good 45 seconds.
I'm in a good mood because I'm going to get my back blown out. So let's do a dilemma. Okay. Hi, Oloni. I have stayed a virgin. Wait, I don't want to do that one. This is the one I want to do, actually.
Okay.
At the beginning of our relationship, I came out as bisexual to my boyfriend. He took it very well. Now to explain, I am sexually attracted to women, but I've never really gone all the way with a woman. Recently, my boyfriend, knowing that I've never had the chance to be with a woman, properly told me that he wants me to explore this side of my sexuality, but he would like to watch. To keep everything above board, I accepted his offer. Then he asked me if I would be open to watch him have sex with a girl of his choice. I wasn't too keen on it and told him I would think about it. He was disappointed. Should I be more open to it or should I be more suspicious about his newfound open-mindedness?
Mine's definitely suspicion based anyway, because for you, this is your sexuality that you are clearly open to exploring, but you are permission seeking with your boyfriend, which is good because you do need to be honest, especially if you do have, if you're attracted to both men and women. Yeah. But then for him, he's having sex with a woman. If he's in a relationship with you, we already know he's attracted to
women. We know you're attracted to women.
Yeah, so it's like...
to be extra spicy, let him let you watch you fuck another man.
Yeah.
That's how we keep it even. It's not even if he is fucking another woman. Yeah. He wants it. Say, how about I fuck another man and you watch? Then let's see how it works. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, he's been a dick and he's trying you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be with a woman. If you guys are agreeing that you don't want to be open, then it's probably best that you don't sleep with another woman if you're in a monogamous relationship. Because he would then stupidly, and I don't really like him, if I'm being honest, because he's trying it. I don't like him as a person. Don't really see this lasting. But, you know, that's my thoughts and opinions. Yeah, like if it's a monogamous relationship, you know, I don't think you should be exploring anything if you're only supposed to be with each other. But you do create the rules of your relationship. So if he is, you know, if he does push and prod and say, hey, look, it's fine, do what you want to do with another woman, fine. But you are allowed to also share that you aren't comfortable with him having sex with another woman and, of course, certainly not watching. Unless you are. Some people are into that.
Righty-ho.
I just personally think he's a dick because where is this all suddenly coming from? Why didn't he tell you wanted to fuck another woman and have you watch ages ago? Why suddenly now? You know? Or maybe one could also argue that he feels like it's a safe space now, so that's why he's mentioning it. Do you know what I mean?
That could be true. But then for me, like I said, this is based on her sexuality.
Yeah.
But I don't see the medium lacking him wanting to sleep with another woman, unless does he want to do it with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, but then what she said is for him. Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to do there. I think he's trying it a little bit.
I think he's trying it. Mm-hmm. Don't get past. There was another one I put in my story actually that I thought was similar, quite interesting. It was actually similar, but you have to. It's a long one. So, are you guys ready?
Yes, let's go.
Use the hashtag Labour Podcast. I do want to know your thoughts and opinions on this one. Okay.
What's the okay. thing that reminds me of?
Huh?
Coyote Ugly.
That's what, that song? That, yeah. It reminds me of Sugar Rush. I don't know if you guys saw, I made like a TikTok together. Like, it was to do with like attraction to the Nora Critchlow. You saw it?
I saw it. I laughed and I just scrolled. I said, this girl.
This is my babe.
It was anyway. A little compilation.
Thank you. I did it myself at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey Oloni, I've been with my boyfriend going on 2.5 years now. We met at work. We built a relationship that was close first, then feelings grew and we began dating. Okay. And we began dating. About 6 months into the relationship, he told me he was bisexual. At first, I was a bit taken back because I didn't expect it at all. He told me he hadn't told any of his friends and family because of the culture and type of household he's been raised in. He didn't feel comfortable to tell them. After I got over the initial shock, I told him that it didn't change anything. Mm. Everything has been fine ever since. About 4 months ago, a new colleague joined our workplace and him and my boyfriend have developed a close relationship and work together regularly. Recently, they started hanging out outside of work. At first, I didn't think anything of it because my boyfriend is an introvert type of guy, so I even encouraged him to step outside of his comfort zone. At first, I didn't think any of it because my boyfriend is an introvert type of guy, so I even encouraged him to step outside of his comfort zone and felt the friendship would be good for him. A friend has recently told me that our colleague is gay and that he has expressed that he has a crush on my boyfriend and feels it may be a mutual. and feels it may be mutual. I don't know what to do about the situation. My boyfriend and I have not really discussed anything about his sexuality since the initial conversation. He doesn't like to talk about the topic. I no longer feel comfortable with the friendship, but they still have to work together side by side every day. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to approach the situation. Any advice, please?
I hear her, but the one thing she needs to go back and remember is that this man, he does trust you because you were clearly his safe space to say that. I don't think it's just because you were in a relationship. Of course, that really does matter that he told you that he is bisexual, and not just that he can't even tell his friends and family. So you really are a safe person to him. So I think it shows the amount of respect that he does have for you.
Yeah.
But then also, regardless of sexuality, when you have like banter with, especially at work as well, because this has happened to me at work too, not with somebody of the same sex, but it's just happened to me at work where it's like you've got that banter, you lot are cool, and you're thinking, oh, could this go somewhere?
Yeah.
But then really and truly, nah, that's not what it is. Just because the other guy has the same sexual preference as your man doesn't mean that it's being reciprocated just because he sees it that way. Like, how many times has women been hetero, bi, whatever?
Women have crushes on their friends. Exactly. And nothing.
And how many times do we think, oh, yeah, he does feel this way about me, and then when you shoot your shot, eh? He says we should be just friends.
I can't relate.
I ain't talking about me.
Ain't no nigga ever told me not to be friends. You should try to type me.
Can we talk about this next week? Shoot your shot. Write down.
Okay. You write it down. I'm going to ask you for suggestions. You
always bring them.
You bring them randomly in a spur of a moment. Message it to me like a normal human being. I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? Flesh it out.
Guys, this is laid bare supervision. A work supervision. Oh my god!
No, but it's true. I feel like it's normal to feel uncomfortable. I'm not gonna lie.
Uh-huh.
I want to be like, oh, it doesn't really matter as long as you know your man doesn't do anything. He doesn't say that. I can't lie. If I can tell that a woman fancies my man or a man fancies my man, I don't give a fuck. Non-binary. I don't care.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Somebody fancies him. That's it.
I'll tell him how I feel. Mm-hmm. I think you should basically tell your partner how you feel and just say, listen. You don't even need to talk about his sexuality if you feel like he's uncomfortable talking about it again with you. Until there's like, especially in this type of setup, you could just be like, listen, I feel like this guy has a crush on you. Your man could be straight and a guy could still have a crush on him. It doesn't really matter. Like, sexuality is such an interesting thing.
It is.
You could be straight as hell and then, as you could be a straight man and then you meet a guy, then you realise, hey, I'm actually kind of, I think I'm bisexual, you know? Or same thing with women, you know?
Right.
Women be thinking they're straight till they meet a bad bitch. Or they just meet someone who makes their heart pitter-patter. Yeah. You don't even have to be like, I'm not even saying you need to look like Ashanti or whatever, or Beyonce. Like, you know, you just meet someone and you're just like, wow, this girl makes my heart pitter-patter.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that you should have a conversation with him.
And I think, hey,
it's making me uncomfortable. You two seem really close. Like, the closest that we have is what I'm getting. And exactly. I just.
Because of the context, because she met him at work and he's another work colleague. So she's probably think, if I can get with you and you also like men also, yeah, he can get with you too.
It doesn't even need to be a thing like, oh, what you like. Like, at the end of the day, you know, it could have...
It is what it is.
It's not even that it is what it is. It's just more like, if it makes you uncomfortable, just speak up. It doesn't really matter what the situation is or what the sexuality is. If anything makes you uncomfortable, the rule is speak up and say, hey, this makes me uncomfortable. You know, I'm not sure if this person is attracted to you, but it just, it makes me feel a certain type of way. I've been noticing you've been spending a lot of time and I'm happy for your friendship. I think that's great. But I just wanted you to know like how I feel. And then you go from there. And then you leave it to them to basically reassure you.
Right.
And you go from there. Try and do one more.
Cool.
Hi, Lonnie. Sometimes during sex with my man, he goes soft, especially when I'm on top. I'm worried that it's me that's the issue, because every time I give him head, he goes a bit soft as well and has never come from head with me because he decided he wants to keep on having sex instead. I used to love giving head in past relationships and they would often come from it. But with my new man, he hasn't once. I don't know how to approach the situation and talk to him about it because I don't want him to think I'm being overcritical. But it does affect my self-confidence a lot.
Aww.
Yeah. I don't think you should make it about you, my love. I don't think you should make it about you. I think that you need to have a conversation with him out of sex and say, hey, I noticed when we're being intimate, this tends to happen. Mm-hmm. The thing is, when it comes to a lot of like people with penises, mm-hmm. erectile dysfunction mm-hmm. is something that is so common. It mm-hmm. is so common, but it's not spoken about. And I remember I did a campaign on this years ago, and it was mm-hmm. said that one of the facts or stats that was said that, you know, when couples actually talk about it or bring it up in conversation, mm-hmm. they're more likely to get help and it's more likely to be treated. Mm-hmm. So you need to find out what the root is. I don't know if he's on medication. I don't know if it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just needs to see a doctor and he's probably mm-hmm. in denial, especially if he's not lasting long. Mm-hmm. But he can get help and it can be sorted, but he needs mm-hmm. to be honest
yeah.
and be proactive yeah. with what is happening.
Yeah.
Nikki, how do you feel?
I kind of feel like you should definitely have a conversation about, like, what is that? First of all, you both enjoyed during sex, because you said that, like, oh, he don't come from head. I know I've been some guys that don't come from head, but of course it's a bit different, because for me I'm like, they just don't come from head, and I know there are other things that they enjoy, so it might not be about him not enjoying it. So please don't hold that within yourself. I think you just need to start with a conversation and just ask him, so you see when we did this the other day, like, did you like, you know, is there anything you want to try, and see how that goes, because from that conversation he can spew out some other stuff that he might not have been comfortable to talk about, and yeah. you were able to get it out of him.
Absolutely. Anyway, we have had so much fun on this episode.
We really have.
We've gone from pop culture to talking about...
penises.
What? Penises. You know, to talking about, you know, having your backup. We've been also talking about the live show. Guys, we really, really want to see you at the live show. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so fun.
I need an outfit.
Girl, I was just going to say the same thing. I was just about to say, I keep looking at my calendars, getting closer and closer, and... he has no outfit.
Ooh.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. Even the other day, I was like to myself, listen, let me just dress down and just beat my face. But I said, no, I'm going to look like a bad bitch with the laid bare gang. Yes. We're going to take some pictures.
Yes.
And we're going to make some people laugh.
Yes.
And we're going to do some giveaways.
And we're going to talk about sex.
And we're going to talk about sex.
And we're going to nut on all of y'all with consent.
Girl?
No? With consent.
What?
I'm joking. Anyway, you guys know where to catch me on all socials, at Oloni.
I'm @Nikki_ on Instagram.
And we will see you this time next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.